Less than 5 minutes later, he pulled off Highway 16 at the farm and ran directly for the hopper. But his father wasn't there, and the auger was silent, the truck and the tractor, too. The picture didn't reconcile. No blood, no painful cries, no droning auger. He then noticed the open door to the garage, and inside, his father splayed out on the floor in a dusty shirt and baseball cap, legs hidden by the office wall, smoking perhaps the last cigarette of his life. "How bad is it?" Adam asked. Kurt looked up from the floor, smoke trailing from his lips. "I messed up big time," he said. Strangely, there was virtually no blood. His doctor would later guess that this was due to Kurt's decades of heavy smoking. Nevertheless, his foot was missing, and his leg was horribly mangled, dusted with dirt and debris, the bones protruding beyond his calf muscle. Though he'd already called 911 from the road, Adam now called the chief of his rescue squad, told the squad to kick it into overdrive, that his father had severed his foot and would likely need an air ambulance. Adam then snapped into firefighter mode, as he calls it. He started asking his father questions, keeping him lucid until the roughly 12-person team arrived a few minutes later. The rescue squad carefully loaded Kurt onto a stretcher and into the ambulance, then raced back to Pender Community Hospital. Kurt doesn't remember much of the ride, but he does recall the helicopter flight to Bryan Medical Center in Lincoln and all that sodden, muddy farmland below. After two surgeries, a week at Bryan Medical, and two more at Madonna Rehabilitation Hospital, Kurt returned to the farm, the stump of his left leg wrapped in a clean elastic bandage just below the knee. For a while, he was stuck inside with a pair of crutches and a walker and too many get-well-soon cards to read in one sitting. Just another one of the 100 or so agricultural workers who sustain a lost work-time injury every day. It's frustrating, but Kurt says it's just the nature of a farmer. Don't think, gets in a hurry, gets tired, whatever. 4 months after the accident, Kurt received his prosthetic leg, and soon the farmer was back to doing what he loves. Strong-willed, as his family has always known him to be, he helped with the harvest last fall. Even ran that same leg-chewing auger as he unloaded corn into grain bins. When we went down to the hospital to see him, the first thing out of his mouth was, "Why are you guys not working?" Farmhand Tyler Hilkeman told KCAU in Sioux City. "Ever since he got his leg, you can't stop him. One of these days, we might steal it from him."